You might have heard Jesse from Sync My Music lately with a new series he's doing called Do Not Sync. Now, he's trying his best to talk you out of sync licensing as a focus. It's been a great series, and I highly suggest it. I'll put links down below to that playlist of those videos and also his products. But you know, I had to steal this idea for a podcast. Now, you may, in fact, not decide to put your stuff into MicroSync and stock music libraries as your focus, and instead put your energy elsewhere. And you should be doing that anyway. I put my stuff into stock music licensing and into microsites, but I probably focus more of my time on the things that bring me more income, including client work, including music teaching, and the long, long game of sync licensing for film, television, advertising, and gaming. And you may be thinking, this sounds funny coming from a guy who just launched a course called The Stock Market. Well, that's because I'm funny. So welcome to episode 86 of the Make Music Income podcast. So since this is a video called Do Not Stock, I'm not going to tell you that this video is sponsored by my new course derived from my infamous ebook, The Stock Market. You will not hear me talk about it, and that The Stock Market course is at the last pre-sale price before I finish it and it gets to the full price. I'm not going to talk about it. Not talking about it. But why would you buy such a thing? Why would you buy a course called The Stock Market when I'm telling you not to do stock music? So it's ridiculous for me to even tell you that you can go to makemusicincome.com/thestockmarket and check it out, because I'm not going to be talking about how I go behind the scenes in this particular course and how I make money with each of these libraries and show you everything about them. Oh no, I'm not going to do it. I'll put the link up here. I mean, you're probably not going to go look at it, and that's fine. And the introduction is free. So, you know, I like to always give you free stuff. And so that's going to be free. And also, you'll see the link down in the description, but it's there by default. So it'd be a lot of work to go and take it out. But speaking of a lot of work, let's talk about my week this week. I was working on the course that shall not be named, the stock market, finishing up the last modules on this course. And then I am on to the next course, which I have already locked and loaded. You're going to really like this next course. It's probably going to be a shorter course, but very, very helpful and useful for you. Then on the music side, I have finished up and delivered two different Christmas albums to two different libraries. So I am hoping that I'm going to get some holiday play this year, and that's super important to get these in at this time so we can get those holiday specials twinkling and moving with music from Positive Spin Songs and Master Score Music and all the other brands that I have. But glad to get those two albums out and into those libraries to get to work. I'm now focused on a percussion album for another library and feverishly working on a new teaching space for you guys. And I think you're really going to like it. More on that in a bit. So here's the big news. My car got smashed. Let's just show you a picture of that. Yeah, this was part of my week this week. was waiting to turn and decided not to go because a car was flying into my lane, and suddenly, kabloom, a tank hits me from the back called a Denali, and that thing was barely scratched. But you can see things didn't turn out so well for my poor car there. So that was part of my week, and so rental cars have been part of my week and all that kind of stuff. But I am fine physically and if not mentally, but you know, that's always the case. I released several videos for clients this week, two different clients onto their YouTube channels, and also doing some marketing from their Facebook channels. And so doing a lot of that this week. And let's see, finally, I did a teaching video that you can see just a few days ago, kind of talking about my style of teaching that I do in my courses and that I'm going to be doing on my new teaching space here very soon. I got the link down in the show notes below. And now, the news. That's right. The news. Just one item of note today, and it's something the music community has been abuzz about, and that is the brouhaha going on over at Bandcamp.com. Let's show you a picture of Bandcamp. You can see Bandcamp right there, and yeah, it's a site. I think it's a lovely site. I've enjoyed being on Bandcamp all these years. If you don't know what Bandcamp is, you can sell products there. You can sell your music there. You can really trick it out as a website, and it looks really nice. And it's funny because I was just getting ready to put another artist that I'm working for, their music up there before all this went. And I still will. I still think that just because they are going through some strange days, I'm not ready to put a nail in the coffin of this place, of Bandcamp, because it's always been and still is a great place to sell your physical merch, including CDs, vinyl, and other things. And I personally just had downloads there last week and was already paid for them through PayPal. I still don't know who else is going to step in to fill the void. Bandcamp is pretty much the place that we all went after CD Baby decided to stop distributing CDs. And by the way, still a terrible name for a company that no longer deals in CDs, CD Baby. So get your act together. But let me know in the comments what you think about Bandcamp's acquisition, if that will change anything for you, if you have things on Bandcamp. I know they laid a bunch of people off, but it really is kind of a site that doesn't really require much assistance from anyone. It's not like you have to be talking to someone all the time and people have to be approving things. You pretty much put stuff up there and work with a computer program and a website builder to put your stuff up, and it's pretty much up, so it doesn't require a lot of human interaction. So I don't think it's going to require a lot of staff, but I'm sure the staff does not feel that way. And you have my condolences, staffers of Bandcamp. But that's what's going on over at Bandcamp. Now, as you know, I always like to give you things for free, and you can certainly go to makemusicincome.com/free and get free stuff. But I am working on something secret and free that includes all our free stuff. How would you like more information about making music income, about licensing, about music production, about being an artist, about a multitude of things? Well, I am working on a new place that is going to be your jam. I'm not saying I'm abandoning Discord, as far as you know, but I do think we need a bright, helpful place for people to get together, for you and me and everybody else who's interested in this stuff to come together in a community and help each other out, but also let me have a place where I can teach you in a different way than here on YouTube. As you know, the point of this channel is to make the music you love and make music income. It's what I do. It's what I want you to do. And so I am building this new place. It's not going to be a replacement for my website or a replacement for YouTube or anything, but it is a place that you can come to for free, and I think it's going to be a really cool place. Introducing! No, not yet. I'm not ready to tell you what it is. But I do need beta testers that are going to test this new space for and with me and see if everything works right before I introduce this to the world in a few weeks. And if you are interested in being one of these said beta testers, go to makemusicincome@gmail.com, email me and say, I want to be a beta tester. I want in because I am looking for people to help me with this. And we will get you plugged in to this new place, this new space, and let you kind of experiment with it first. And you'll kind of be one of the ground floor people of this, cost you nothing. Just email me and I will put you on the list of beta testers. And that will be rolling out this week as I finish up getting it ready and get you in there to see what you think of the space. It's a bit secretive, I know, but if you're interested, let me know. So why in the world would I say, do not stalk? Especially since I have a full course that I am still putting together and finishing up and getting out there, and people have paid for it and are part of it. And all that's going great, and it shows you every library and all of that, why in the world would I do something like a video called Do Not Stock? Because I'm a smart aleck, mostly. So let's get to point number one on why I would say do not stock. Well, number one, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for so little money. I mean, sync licensing pays way more for film and television, right? Are you kidding me? Instead of stock music for YouTube and stuff like that? Who wants to make $50 a month or $200 a month or $500 from Content ID like I'm getting this week? It's probably a fluke. Do I really need that $500 from Identify that has been stacking over months from people using my stock music and then it being used on YouTube and now I'm getting that money? I'm sure I could make double that $500 for a sync and a TV show at some point down the line if they pay upfronts and if they file a cue sheet. I mean, one day sync will pay me six figures once I get 2,000 songs into all these libraries, right? I mean, it may take a few years, a lot of upfront work and no upfront pay, but it will pay off way bigger than what I'm making now, right? And if it doesn't, Jesse was right to say, do not sync. But back to stock music, and as many will tell you, stock is a dead end. It just doesn't pay. I know someone who lamented to me lately that they only make around $500 now a month. Or someone who was making $200 or $300 a month last year and this year even started out the year with a $3,000 month on one library alone. And then it started to cool down through the rest of this year and he's lost interest and he's focusing now more on sync licensing and things like that. Sure, it was over $4,000 that he made over the course of that year, but better to move on to something that pays more. Who needs a lousy $4,000 a year? I made about that much my first year in stock music licensing. Then it's only been about $3,000 per year since then. And so only about $10,000 or so for the last 2.5 years. Why even bother? Yeah, that money may have made my car payments and my water bills and paid for stuff. And it came every month on the 15th pretty much. But there are much better ways to make music income. And stock music is just stupid to do. So do not stock. There are much better ways to do music than that, right? Gigs are easy to find, and sometimes you make $100 for 4 or 5 hours of work. Sync is a goldmine that pays off in years. So there's my first point. Too much work for almost no money. Again, if $3,000 or $4,000 a year is not helpful to you, or a couple hundred bucks is not helpful for you, for songs that were basically just sitting on your hard drive and likely doing nothing else. Okay, point number two. You know what? Who wants to make that kind of music anyway? Corporate music? Gross. Pop rock that gets used in YouTube and gets millions of views and on Content ID? It may be cool, but who wants to be known as a stock music producer? I mean, the fact that music that I put on there is sometimes, you know, not music that I would send to sync because it's not right for sync, or it's music that I made for myself, or music like holiday music and patriotic music, or some kind of silly thing that's not really right for sync libraries. It's better to focus on dramedy, right? Or sports music, both of which I'm actually doing right now for sync libraries. That's a much better use of my time. Because that will pay, maybe, probably. But that's the music I prefer to do. Music that will one day maybe get paid, and not music that could make me income next month. Reason number three is it's all just pretty much feeding AI, or it's going to be replaced by AI, all of this stock music, right? All they want is our music so that they can train their robots and then they won't need us anymore. So why do stock music? Obviously, we are not talented enough to write better than a computer algorithm. So we might as well just give up. I mean, yeah, we make 4-beat phrases that really just loop over and over and we just take stuff in and out and barely change anything or barely play any real notes. But could AI really do that as good as us? I laugh in the face of technology. Just because because we've made hundreds of dollars or maybe even thousands of dollars off of these stock libraries and microsites that have been consistently paying us for months and or years. And they're suggesting that they might have a way to have AI actually be another music income stream. Should we even believe them? Doesn't mean it's true. I guess people want really good music for their videos, and we should just let the robots make it and forget about even trying, because we certainly can't make better music than AI programs, right? Can we? The fourth reason is we should not even try to make stock music because it is completely oversaturated and you can never win against the kind of competition, or your music can't be found in the staff pick section, or you're not making the type of music that people like, or why even try? Am I really talented enough to stand out against other composers? Are you? Jesse makes a similar point in his videos on sync licensing. There's just too many goofballs out there like us tossing great music up and having no luck. The fact that I got into a bunch of music libraries in sync and a lot of songs are now getting played out on television shows around the world, and I'm making money from sync payments, and I'm also making money from my PRO, that's just probably luck. And the fact that I finished a bachelor's in music later in life and then went on and did a master's in composition so then I could teach and start bringing in income and also teaching you how to make income on this channel. All that is probably luck that I kind of got in amongst all those other people, even people way younger than me and maybe people smarter than me. And I just kind of lucked through that probably. And how many music producers are there out there? I mean, I could never match up. I mean, I did kind of luck into a 20-year career that made me six figures a lot of years. It had nothing to do with my talent though, or my drive, or the fact that I just hustled my ass off to get clients. The fact that I did that with all those people out there was just a stroke of luck probably. So why go against all the competition in stock music? The fact that I have hundreds of songs up on these stock music libraries and microsync sites, and that they continue to get daily sales and downloads, it's probably a fluke. So do not stock, even though quality does rise over the competition. Or you just make music that people need. Or you make a unique genre others may not make. Anything unique about you will probably fill up because of all the oversaturation. So run away now. That's how most people do well that have succeeded. And now, the point. So I could say to not get involved with stock and microsync licensing for all of these reasons. I could say the same for sync licensing, being a music artist, being a music producer, being a teacher, being a composer, an arranger, or any of the things that you decide to do for music income. But the truth is, you will only do as well on any of these music incomes as you will doing anything. If you write highly produced music that's useful for these libraries and stands out, I don't care what the genre, you can do well in stock as likely as you can do well in any music income. The truth is, if you want something to pay off for you, you're going to have to work it daily and harder than anyone else. The people that do well and live off of sync licensing, let's say, they write thousands and produce thousands of songs for these libraries, and they are out there working for them. The people that do well as music producers, and I can tell you from my experience doing this for 20 years, it's because I went out and found clients and served them in a very unique way. The people who make tenure as music professors, they have to go get a master's and a doctorate and then teach for years and sometimes decades before they get tenure at a university. All of this goes for stock and microsync as well. I'm averaging about $250 to $300 a month with stock. Now, what if I put 100 or 200 more songs in there? You think I'd make more or less? If I focused on the staff picks that really get people listening to you, I just heard the story of another guy who got a staff pick on Motion Array last month, and it skyrocketed his downloads and his income. If I chose to focus on that kind of stuff, what's there, really focus on it, then maybe I could have a $3,000 month on Motion Array. The example of the guy who I said had a $3,000 month and then hundreds of dollars other month, he focused completely on that goal for a couple of years. He went back and forth trying to get accepted into this library and then finally got into the library and then really worked to get a song that would pay off and finally had a $3,000 month. That's because he worked hard at getting there. And now he's decided to move more into sync, which has taken his attention away from stock. And now stock is not paying as much. Go figure. And by the way, that $4,000 he made or the $3,000 that I make, that averages about $300 a month or so. And guess what? That pays a car payment. Is a car payment not valuable to you? Is your electric bill, like it is here in Florida, not valuable to you to be able to pay? All for music that was just sitting on your hard drive? So yeah, if you don't want to focus on the craft of music that will do well on stock libraries, microsync sites like SongTrader and others, then absolutely do not stock. If you don't want to upload weekly new music that may work there and music you enjoy writing that may fit there because it doesn't fit in other places, then do not stock. If you're afraid that all the music you put up onto these stock libraries is going to get listened to and replaced by AI or aliens or Scientologists, do not stock. If you don't think you can stand out among the competition and are too afraid to try your music in the field of stock music, then go do something else that makes you more comfortable and do not stock. The people that I know making money at this do it because they can't not do it. We will just keep making music no matter what the stats or the bank account or the robots or what the competition says. We will put the music where it goes. It may go in sync. It may go in stock. It may go out on our personal sites. It may go on Spotify. It may go out for a client. As one of my bosses lovingly put once, stick it where it fits. So if you've been told to not do stock, don't do it. But if you feel like it's a place where you could get your feet wet with licensing, I would suggest that you do it and you focus on it and you see where it takes you. And if you're interested, you can get the free introduction to the stock market at makemusicincome.com/stockmarket. Or you can check out this video right here where I make a case for stock like I need to make more of a case for stock. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time.